Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Conversations with My Dog, with me, Marnie Jahangiri. Now, I'm so excited to speak with founder of Doga Alchemy, Reiki master and Doga instructor, all the way from Los Angeles, Steph Kang. As well as a Reiki master, Steph is also certified in the language of miracles, animal communication. She is a huge dog lover and believes in the power that Doga has to connect with your furry friend in the deepest way. I just wanted to really, really get a taster of your Doga practice so we can learn in the UK about your LA yoga, Doga alchemy style of practice.
So let's come to a comfortable seated position. So you can either have one shin in front of the other, or you can stack the shins. And the important thing is that the knees drop down, so you're not tightening it at the hip joint. And you're also welcome to sit up on a blanket, either a towel, cushion, if you're not comfortable seating this way. And you're welcome to have your dog on your lap. And right now, Daisy, she's so comfortable here, so I'm just gonna leave her here. And this is Toby, he's also very comfortable here. So you just wanna find a way to connect with your dog, wherever they are. So as I mentioned, as we're practicing, we work around the dogs, and you're always looking at their reaction, and only do things that they give you positive feedback on. If they don't want to do something, don't force anything. And just take a moment to rock side to side. Ground even with your sit bones. And then lift through your heart, open your heart, relax your shoulders. And you can either, if your dog is next to you, you can start to pet your dog, or fur baby, I like to call. You can also, if your dog is on top of, on your lap, you can also stroke your dog from top to bottom. Start to deepen and lengthen your breaths in and out through your nose. Invite your breath all the way down to your belly. Let your whole torso fill up. And then empty your breath fully as you maintain the tall spine. Feel free to sigh out, couple exhales through your mouth, lion's breath to release any tension in your jaw. You're also welcome to stick your tongue out as much as you want, make as loud of a noise. Let go. And we're going to bring our hands together and start with one Om. So Om is a chant that creates circle, oneness, and the dogs, it's signaling them that we're starting the Doga class. And they also very much respond to the Om. So let's take a deep inhale through your nose. Om. Take a moment to just fill your heart with gratitude for your dog, for their unconditional love, the joy, and the teaching of being present. So as we're moving through, you're welcome to pet your dog as much as you want. You can praise your dog as much as you want. And the Dogha is all about just staying connected and bonding. Don't worry so much about being perfect with your pose. So we're gonna start with some Sufi circles. So again, if you have your dog on your lap, you can keep your dog there. Otherwise, just start to have your hands in your knees and start to shift your weight from your sit bone, pubic bone, sit bone, tailbone. And you can go as wild as you want here, moving with your breath. Inhale, exhale, loosening out your spine and to check in with yourself and see how you want to move. Some days you want to be very small and stay very straight. Other days you want to be very fluid. Or maybe you're somewhere in between. Also feel the grounding, sit bone, pubic bone, sit bone, tailbone, that's your pelvic bowl. So we're grounding through all four points of your pelvic bowl, shifting the weight. Feel free to switch directions. You can even add like a head and neck. Really tuning into your body, loosening up your spine. This can also release some tension in your back, especially if you sit for a long time, working long hours by the computer. Again, if you have access to your dog, feel free to pet your dog. And then take a moment to sit tall, evenly ground through your sit bones, left and right, and sit tall. So we're going to straighten the legs. Bring your hands behind you, lift your heart. Oh, expand your collarbones, release your shoulders down. And then just kind of take a moment to straighten the legs out to the side. Point and flex your foot. You can also make circles. You can kind of shake your legs out. And then switch sides. So you're going to notice that if you don't remember which side, that you're going to bring your legs in that Sukhasana, either one shin in the front or crossing at the shins. Honor that each side is different. And if you don't remember which leg to put in front, do the awkward way. So we all have our favorite way we automatically go. So you want to do the opposite side. And this is also a very gentle hip opener. Good girl. You're also welcome to do some ear massages. As I showed you earlier, you take your index and your thumb, that little cup area, you cup the base of the ear and make some circles and gently squeeze all the way to the top. And depending on where your dog is, you can fold forward or you can lean to the side, do some side stretch. Make sure you're breathing in and out through your nose. Full inhale, full exhale. And then slowly sit tall. And then we're just going to do some little mini twists. This is really great for digestion and spinal flexion. So you can keep your dog wherever you are. And if your dog is far from you, you can mentally connect with your dog either by imagining a pink cord from your heart to your dog's heart, or just sending them pictures of gratitude, or you petting the dog wherever their favorite spot is, giving belly rubs. So you can send them in a mental picture. That's how you can connect with dogs that are not on you. So you're going to bring your hands, palms facing up, arms out to the side at shoulder height. And then bring your hands on your shoulders. So the thumb goes to the back, the four fingers stay in the front. Keep your elbows in line with your shoulders. And you're gonna sit tall with your inhale. Exhale to your right. Inhale to center. Exhale to your left. And then you can either start to go inhale, exhale, or you can stay just inhaling, exhaling, inhale, exhale. If you want to go fast, you can go inhale, exhale. So find the rhythm that feels good to you. And make sure that you keep your sit bones grounded. This is very cleansing. We're just letting go anything that's not serving you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
If you like this podcast, then why not check out one of our other amazing Create podcasts? If you just want a good laugh, then check out The Weekly Roast.
Listen, bitch.
Oh,
listen,
make an entrance.
I'm a week off sugar.
Big Bear Bill is in the house.
I will fly to the UK and I will cut you both off.
For the more cultured ones among you, join Laura Wright for Music in My Life.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm so glad no one can see me right now because I was doing some weird dance moves.
Your head nothing then, yeah.
Prefer a deep chat? Connie's got you covered on How Are You, the Wellbeing Podcast.
So I just became a lot more productive and happier. And for me, like, that's just worth it.
The Weekly Roast, Music in My Life, and How Are You? Just three more podcasts to feast your ears on. Find them wherever you found this podcast.
And if you're doing a fast inhale, exhale, switch directions. You would inhale the other way, exhale the opposite way. And each time, each repetition, honor what feels right for you in the present moment. So some days you might want to go further, other days you might want to go slower. Or a small twist, big twist. At the end of your exhale, hold. And then just make big circle with your elbows. So just releasing all the melting away, all the tension in your shoulders. groups. Feel free to switch directions. The bigger circle you make, the more release you feel. Again, moving with your breath. And then release at the end of your exhale. And then come on to all fours for cat-cow. So again, if your dog is over here, you can, you know, you don't have to stay on your mat. Just come on to all fours, hands shoulder width, shoulders over your wrist, knees hip distance, hips over the knees. Arch with your inhale, round with your exhale. Just keep moving at your own pace. Open through your heart center with your inhale, round with your exhale. And here you can do belly rubs, you can give another ear massage, or just stroke from top, crown of the head to the tail. Also make some circles, you can go forward and back, side to side. Side stretches. And then whenever you're ready, take a moment in child's pose. You can fold over your dog like a bolster. Bring your big toes together, knees wide. So instead of you bringing the dog to you, you can go to wherever your dog is. And then just fold over. Make sure you're not putting any heavy weight on your fur baby. And just take a moment to ground and breathe. If you're not folding over your dog, you can just have your forehead grounding straight onto the mat. Or you can stack your arms and support your forehead with your forearms. Just allow your tailbone to release, drop towards the heels. Relax and breathe for a moment. Feeling the earth supporting beneath you. Maybe you can hear your dog's heartbeat. And then come on to all fours. Good girl, you can praise your dog. And then come to downward facing dog. Feel free to pedal up your legs. So your dog can be underneath you, next to you. So lifting your hips up and back, arms are straight. And then gently walk your hands toward your feet, folding forward and forward fold. So legs can be parallel, hip distance, or together. Legs can be straight or slightly bent. See what feels better for your lower back and hamstrings. You can either have your hands on your dog, like you can use your dog like a block, or you can have your hands on the floor. Inhale, halfway up, flat back, half fold. Hands can be by the side of your shins or on your dog. Exhale, fold, let the head release. Inhale, root and rise to stand. Circle the arms out and over your head. Reach up. Exhale, hands to your heart. So take a moment to stand tall in mountain pose. Girl Daisy. So inhale, we're going to do one round of half sun salutation. So I'm just going to look sideways just because my dog is over here. Make sure you're grounding evenly to your feet, hip distance, or together. Stand tall. Inhale, circle with your arms out and over your head. Exhale, fold. Inhale, halfway up. Exhale, fold. So you can either do ear massages or just pet your dog. Make eye contact. You can leave your dog on the ground or you can lift your dog up. Daisy likes to be lifted. So grab, again, slide your hands underneath, right at the base, and gently lift. And then exhale. Good. Exhale, fold. Gently bring your dog down. Good. Praise your dog. Oh, good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Inhale, halfway up. So again, you don't have to lift your dog, but when you do, make sure that you're supporting the dog at the base of the leg, right where the joint is. You're not pulling at the paws. And then now we're just gonna do a squat. So bring your feet slightly wider. Slightly wider than your hips. Turn your toes out. And if you have a big dog, you can do a half squat and have your dog here. Otherwise, if you have a little dog, you can just come to a full squat. Mm-hmm. So this is a really good one for, especially if you have a big dog. And as I forgot to mention, you can do doga with any size dogs. The biggest 100-pound dog you can find. So you're just gonna give a nice stretch. So let your tailbone drop, slide your hand, the index and the thumb, right under the base where the front legs and the body meet. And gently lift and give a nice doga stretch. So the bottom paws stay on the ground. And you're just giving them a very nice stretch. And see Daisy, when she loves it, she snorts. I don't know if you can hear. And then slowly. Hey, good girl. Good boy, Toby. And Toby's just here chilling. So again, if they're just by you, just the fact that they're invited into the space, they're doing doga and benefiting from doga as much if they're just sitting next to you. Good girl. Good girl. And then gently come onto the floor. And we're just gonna open our legs up to the side. Flex your feet. Inhale to reach up. Exhale to fold. And just give your dog a nice hug. Good girl. So here you can do, depending on what pose your dog is in, if they're lying down, you can give gentle paw massages by gently pressing on each paw pads. But if they don't like being touched in the paw, then again, don't force. You can also do the chakra tapping from the base, right on top of the tail. And with your index and your middle finger, gently tap few times, and then you can go up a little to where their stomach is in the back. That's their sacral. And then the middle part is their solar plexus. So we're just going up the spine, tapping very gently. Right where the two legs meet. And if you draw a line up, from the front paws, front legs. That's the heart chakra. And the heart chakra, you can also do from the front, the chest part. Either one. So you're just gently tapping like three times. And then the neck is right where the neck is. And you can also gently massage the front part if you want. And then the, you know, if your dog doesn't like any part, that you can skip. You said a lot of people have a sensitivity in the between, right above the two eyes and the forehead. There's a third eye point. And crown, right at the top of the head. Good girl, Daisy. And then praise your dog. You can give ear massages. While you're getting a nice leg stretch, hamstring, inner thigh, calves. Good girl. And then take a moment to sit tall. You can have your dog on your lap. And normally I would do some like core work and, you know, hip opening and then Shavasana. But today we're just doing a little demo. So we're just gonna end seated.
You're welcome.
So you wanna take a moment to just connect with your dog again. And then we end with another om. So we begin with an om, end with an om.
Thanks for listening to Conversations with My Dog. If this meditation helped, I would love to hear your feedback. Leave a comment on Apple Podcast. Make sure to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. Follow us on Instagram at Conversations with My Dog to keep up to date with all of our latest news. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then please, please leave us a review and a 5-star rating. It helps others to find us. And talking of spreading the news, please tell another person about the podcast and help us reach more people. We'll be back with another episode, same time, same place, next week. Nama Pa.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.